This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. Do you subscribe to that that age-old theory that we've heard so many times on Free Talk Live, that the United States is a Christian nation? It was founded on Christian principles by Christians. You subscribe to that? 800-259-9231, because, Mark, we're going to be exploring that here in moments. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. But where are we going here with this tonight, Mark?
Well, I certainly have heard that over and over again. This is a Christian nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and our founding fathers were all good Christian guys, and as though that has anything to do with anything.
Well, they always throw it out there to support one of their laws that they want to pass. They throw it out there to support the idea of cracking down on morality, fornication, drug use, that sort of thing.
Gay marriage.
Gay marriage, yes.
Certainly you don't want to have gay marriage. You got to get rid of pornography. You got to make sure that black people and white people don't get married together. You know, whatever it is that, you know, whatever rule they want to bandy about, you know, this is a Christian nation based on Judeo-Christian principles, blah, blah, blah.
Even though the founding documents are really clear that, you know, the Declaration of Independence, for instance, saying that we should be free to pursue life and liberty and happiness, you know, in whatever way we choose,
and that,
not the way that the Christian church deems appropriate.
There's a freedom of religion, and,
and
separation of church and state is certainly considered a founding principle if it's not in either of the founding documents.
Yes.
Well, that's probably something that Alton R. Williams would say. At a megachurch in Memphis, the statue of this just made me livid, Ian. When I saw this, the Statue of Liberty with this thing, I'll describe it to you in a second. The Statue of Liberation Through Christ was consecrated Tuesday. The statue says the church's pastor is a way of letting people know that God is the foundation of our nation.
Mm.
As the congregation of the World Overcomers Outreach Ministries looked on, and its pastor, Apostle Alton R. Williams, presided, a brown shroud, much like a burqa, was pulled away from to reveal a giant statue of the lady. But with instead of
Liberty.
Instead of Lady Liberty, she's got... Imagine Lady
Liberty.
Does it
look like Lady Liberty?
Just like her, except perhaps there's a little more gold on her sash there.
Uh-huh.
And instead of, you know, the book with the poem on it, it's the Ten Commandments under one arm. Jehovah is, instead of Liberty, it's Jehovah's inscribed
Who's
across
that?
The crown. That's it's a typo of God's name.
Oh.
Yeah. In place of the torch, she's holding off a giant golden cross, as if to ward off the pawn shops, the car dealerships, and the discount furniture outlets that are on the busy corner of Kirkby and Parkway in Winchester. That's her home. A single tear braces her cheek. It's not clear
that
she's
crying.
Well, it's not clear she's crying because her new home or her new identity as a symbol of religion. Or, as the pastor said, America's increasing godlessness. But although big cheers went up from a few hundred onlookers at the unveiling, and some people even wore foam Lady Liberty crowns bearing Christian slogans, she was not universally welcomed. Anyway,
I'd like to, before you go on,
I'm not going to go on with that article.
Right, but before you go on with your thoughts, this godlessness idea, the idea that America is this increasingly godless place, that may be true. I mean, we've seen some statistics that say that atheists are now charting at 3% as opposed to 1% 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a huge increase, but nonetheless, what is the proposal of these individuals that are so frightened by America's newfound so-called godlessness? I mean, are you going to outlaw godlessness? Is that going to make it go away? Because if it really is true, and Johnson believes it is, our Friday night co-host, you know, he'll point out that that the increase in atheists and agnostics has been at a larger clip than the increase in religious folk. I don't know over what time period, but he was pretty impressed with how fast it's been happening. So there is no doubt that maybe there is a bit of a movement afoot here amongst people sort of straying away from organized religion. Maybe they still believe in God, but maybe they just don't subscribe to all the tenets of the Christian church and are totally on board with all of their dogma. So what's going to happen if that keeps going? What's going to happen if we get 3% atheists, then 5% atheists, then, you know, 10% atheists, and 20%
Seems unlikely, but okay.
You know, 20% agnostics? Well, that's what these people are afraid of. They're afraid that America is losing touch with God, and it sounds like they want to do something about it.
Well,
so what are you going to do about it?
I understand. I think having a religion is a great thing. And Christianity is a pretty good religion as far as it goes. It keeps people behaving well. But my problem with it is once they start talking about legislation, and here, Mr. Williams and rewriting history, as though they can legislate certain things by rewriting history. Mr. Williams says that his statue, it's Apostle Williams, said his statue's essential point was that Christianity should be the guiding ethos of our nation. Because the church he leads is predominantly black, as is he, there is an added dimension to the message. I don't know what that means. From slavery to liberty is kind of his keynote here. But anyhow...
Slavery to liberty, I'm all about that. That's good.
It is, but you know what he means.
Yeah.
He says it should be the guiding ethos of our nation. And I've got a couple of things I'd like to say to Apostle Williams.
Okay.
It's an article by this fellow from David L. Holmes, professor of religious studies at the College of William and Mary. He's got a book on this and basically claims that, lots of our founding fathers, deists. There's a lot of questions swirling around about whether America is, in fact, a Christian nation. These questions are coming particularly from the evangelical side. They're not really questions, they're claims. And they're reaching out to the courts. Can you display the Ten Commandments in a courtroom? Can we have prayer before a football game? Or is the public... They're not asking these questions, by the way. They are demanding to be able to do this.
Put the Bible back in school.
I think you should be able to have a prayer before a football game. I just don't think that I should have to pay for your athletics and all that
right.
other stuff.
It should be done in a private school. We should not have government-run schools in the first place. And I would like to say that if these people were to get their way and they were to put the Bible back into government-run schools, mm-hmm. I think they would see a backlash.
I think they would, too.
Because then you've essentially got schools shoving the Bible down kids' throats, just like they're shoving their brand of education down kids' mm-hmm. throats. And the way the schools work today is they make education so unpalatable, so unfun, so boring, so terrible, that kids don't want to be educated. They don't want... I never read textbooks when I was in school. I never read any of the assigned books, maybe one of them, maybe two at most, throughout my entire school career.
Man, I couldn't have done it without reading those things.
Well... I don't know. I just kind of BS'd it all the way through.
I can't imagine.
And there was a lot of people that did it the same way. And it's because you're forcing me to read things. You're forcing me to do things that I might not be interested in. Why can't you make education tantalizing? Why can't you make it interesting? Well, of course you can't, because you're a bunch of government bureaucrats. Just like if you put the Bible back in school, you'd make the Bible even less interesting than it already is. So if they do get their way, they are going to see more increases in atheism, I think.
Well, I'm not sure that the Apostle Williams is necessarily talking about that, but it probably would be on his agenda.
Okay.
After he got a few other things taken care of. What would the Founding Fathers have thought about these things? So the religion of the Founding Fathers does have ramifications in today's political and social context. In books and articles on this subject, I've often read that some of the Founding Fathers have been recognized or identified as deists. Wouldn't a deist just say that he was a deist in the same way that someone would say that they are Catholic or a Protestant?
You would think. By the way, I'd like to define deism. It's the belief based solely on reason in a God who created the universe and then abandoned it, assuming no control over life, exerting no influence on natural phenomena, and giving no supernatural revelation, which would mean that a deist would believe that there was no biblical anything in regards to a God.
I'm not sure that that's entire. That's I'm not sure that's the best definition. It's certainly what a hard deist is.
Okay.
But there's these sort of quasi-deists.
I've heard the word thrown around, and I've never really understood what it was. So.
I mean, I would consider myself to be somewhere in the deist category, but I can consider God to be benevolent and to some small amount active.
I see.
I mean, that's at the same time.
But there's no necessarily dogma that is attached to that.
Right. I don't believe that that
you don't have anything to adhere to.
I don't
se.
Think that Jesus Christ is any more special of a human than I am. He might be a better one, but not, in fact, a more special one.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to be better than you, Mark.
Well, no, it doesn't. Morality, not my strong suit.
We're going to come back with more. 800-259-9231. We're exploring the idea as to whether or not the founding fathers were indeed deists. That's where this guy's going, right? We're going to find out more about it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it's a staggering number of the first five presidents.
Wow. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves as well and bring up whatever's on your mind or comment here. Do you agree? Or do you think that there's hard evidence that they're all good Christian men? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where we have archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience, totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at FreeStateProject.org. Again, that's FreeStateProject.org. So, we are talking about the age-old myth that the founding fathers of the United States of America were so-called Christians.
This is a Christian nation.
We've heard it uttered time and time again on this show, and now you finally got some more hard evidence here, Mark, that we're going through of what they really were, and that was deists, people that believed that God, there was a God, but that he just sort of created the universe or created the earth and then just went away.
I don't know about hard evidence. In the same way people just say that this is a Christian nation, it's probably something similar to what David L. Holmes, professor of religious studies at the College of William and Mary, is doing here. He's just saying that these guys are...
I thought he was basing this off of some of their writings and that sort of thing.
Writings, he's researched it, but okay. he's looking at it from a point of view. You know, people have come with a point of view, and then they write a book to support that point of view. They don't write a book and then come to a conclusion like the scientific method, as people would say. Anyway, Holmes, while admitting the evidence isn't 100% conclusive on George Washington, that identifies the first five presidents and Benjamin Franklin as deists who practiced a faith that differed from Orthodox Christianity.
Hmm.
In books and articles on this subject, let's see, I often read that some of the founding fathers have been recognized or identified as deists. Wouldn't a deist just say that he was a deist in the same way that someone would say that they're Catholic or Protestant? Tom Paine comes out with clear statements of what he is and isn't, but deism is a controversial stance. People such as Ben Franklin, who fit very much in the deistic camp, were prudent about their beliefs. They thought it would be just it would just cause problems to define it. Do you understand?
Yeah, they were concerned, and this is what I had understood as being the case before, is that they were sort of concerned with being seen as non-Christian, mm-hmm. and therefore they sort of shut up about their true beliefs. Sort of like how a lot of atheists stay quiet about the fact that they're atheists. They don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to feel, they don't want to hurt anybody else that is going to take that really harshly. And so they sort of stayed away from it, essentially.
Often in business or something. Besides, I generally on the radio, I'll be very clear about what my religious stance is, but in business I often skirt it if it comes up by saying, you know, I go to a Unitarian church or something like that, because I don't want to. The religious don't have a problem with them.
I know one of your other answers in business is, because you're a salesperson by trade,
mm-hmm.
so one of your other answers has been to a question like, so are you a Christian? You would answer, I went to Christian school.
I went to Brayton and I just graduated right down the road. I went to Brayton Christian school.
And that's enough, you know, then you move on.
Yeah.
Then you ask them a question.
They get
excited. Move on.
Yes. So I try to, sometimes I will, I'll go too far and end up misleading the people, and I try not to do it, but, you know, that's the way it goes. Right before he died, Franklin received a letter from the president of Yale, who was a minister, asking what he believed. And he gives a very prudent answer, but it's deistic. He says that as to whether Jesus is divine, he rather thought not, but he just doesn't know, and he thinks that he will find out soon enough because he doesn't want to spend much more time trying to figure it out.
Yeah,
Jefferson knew that if he ran for president as a deist, he would be thrown off. As for president, his deist beliefs would be thrown in his face by the Presbyterian and Congregationalist clergy, and by the New England clergy, whom he considered as bad as medieval priests enforcing rigidity of thought. And he was right.
Scarlet letter, anyone?
That did happen. What does a researcher figure out who was a deist and who wasn't? We can't get inside anyone's head or tell for sure what they believe, but we can look, among other things, whether or not they went to church. If they went to church, did they participate in the ordinances or sacraments of their church? Did they receive Holy Communion? If they didn't, we have to ask why, and Jefferson did not, Washington did not, Madison did not, Monroe did not, and at least we have no indication that they did.
Do they have rolls? I mean, logs of who took these communions and that sort of thing.
One would assume that they did. If you're bringing it up in this rather short article,
right.
I would hope. then we look at their religious language. Did they talk as, say, evangelicals do, as Jesus as Savior, as Lord, as Redeemer, as Messiah, as Son of God, as they did? As some of the founding fathers, like John Jay, Elias. wow, who is this? Hudenot and Samuel Adams did, then they have a good indication of what they believed. But then you have, and so you feel pretty certain that people of people like Franklin, Jefferson, and Washington and Madison were deists. This is sort of an interview. Franklin, a deist from about the age of 15 on. And I think Franklin's probably the most undisputed of the deists, followed shortly by Jefferson.
Let's explore this a little bit more. Let's go to the phones first, though, and talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey.
Hey, yo, Free Talk Radio people.
What's happening?
What's up?
Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Hey, the first people that come over here, the pilgrims, they were trying to get here so they could practice their own brand of Christianity because the Christians were killing one another back in Europe.
Yep.
And then when they got here, if you practice anything else, they put you in, like pieces of wood and throw rotten fruit at you.
Right.
And what if they were a real Christian, a Christian's supposed to love God, love his neighbor, and love himself.
Those are tough rules to follow by.
That's the major thing. He said, I give you two new commandments. You love God with all your heart and soul and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself.
Those are some good ones.
So what do you think about this, Dave? What do you think about this, I guess, revelation?
I think that America kind of, just like the old Jewish church, the Jewish nation that Jesus stood up against, the monopoly. He walked into the temple and he says, get all this crap out of here. You ain't selling and buying and carrying on like this in my father's house.
Okay.
And he took it all, like he broke their monopoly. And the same thing is happening now. We can't approach the medical society without going through the church of insurance. We can't buy a home without going through the church of the monetary system and then get on the loan so they could put you in civilized slavery. See, Jesus was all about freedom.
Yeah,
and,
I like freedom.
And America is the nation of Jesus because Jesus is all about freedom.
So, well, I guess I'm a little bit more, I was a little more curious about what do you think about the revelation that many of the founding fathers weren't indeed Christians?
Well, they were people, I think, that felt like me. They said, okay, we're going to say freedom of religion, the First Amendment, and the exercise thereof. But if you try to tell these people, my religion says that, you know, we could live together in a little commune and grow whatever the hell we want to grow, and you leave us alone, and we ain't hurting nobody. They're saying, no, you can't do that. You got to get into our food system. You have to get into our medical system. You have to get into the way you buy homes, the way we buy homes around here.
So, to you then, Dave, then it's not an insult to the nation. It's not an insult to the country that the founding fathers were not indeed Christians. That they were
not at all.
It doesn't shatter the vision of America that you've had.
No, because my vision of America is that all men are created equal.
Just good
like
to know,
Jesus
Dave.
Says, you walk amongst them. And
thanks for being out there as always, man. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is your show. We'll explore this a little bit more coming back, and your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where we have the wiki. wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go to experience the over 700 unique pages created by you, the listeners. In fact, that's the neat part about the wiki is it's totally listener editable. You just go in there and start yourself up an account. It's free, of course. And you can change things that you think are wrong. You can add to the wiki. It's very interesting. wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this article from, where is it again? I don't even know where this is from. It's somebody's opinion piece.
Well,
or
it's an article talking about the book that's written by David L. Holmes. It's called The Faiths of Our Founding Fathers by Oxford University Press. But it's an article from the SF Gate.
Some digging has, that's the San Francisco game.
Right.
So some digging has been done, and that has revealed, maybe from some church documents from way back when, I'm not sure exactly what documents were dug up here, but
well, that is an article about a book. If you want the footnotes from the book, you're going to have to
read
The Faith of Our
Founding
Fathers.
I'm just saying, whoever wrote the book has done some digging and has discovered that, indeed, that the Founding Fathers were not Christians, or not all of them were. Some of them were, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them were deist, which means that, or deist to an extent, which the hard version of deism means that they essentially believe that there is a God, but that he's not this sort of hands-on God. There's
right.
no dogma attached to him. He just created the world and went away and created another world somewhere else.
I think that the best explanation I've ever heard of it is a watchmaker. He makes the watch works, but the watchmaker is not involved with the watch after it is created and set in motion.
So, and it turns out that Jefferson, Washington, Benjamin Franklin.
He's claiming Washington, but not having entirely be able to back that up.
So, right.
He's going at, individually right here talking about each of them. He says, Jefferson, we know a lot about Jefferson's religion, and I would classify him as a deist, who in the categories of his time would have also been considered a moderate Unitarian. And Unitarians kind of like Christian light anyway.
Okay.
Madison. Madison was quite clearly a deist. We have that evidence. I once tentatively thought that he might have returned to his childhood faith, which is Orthodox Anglicanism, mm-hmm. which is, you know, Episcopal Church here and now. So anyway, I lost my place here. In his last years, but I checked with the help of the James Madison papers, his correspondence of his last years, and found no evidence of that at all. I would say that he was definitely a deist. That's, you know, this gentleman speaking. Washington's religious orientation is somewhat more difficult to discern. He was a very private man. Yes, he was a glad hander, and he was not a person who carried his personality or his beliefs on his sleeve, but he viewed himself as a Christian. But so did those who knew him up close, except for the clergy. The Episcopal clergy were not happy with his Christian beliefs.
Really?
Since there was a wide gradation of deism, he's probably closer to the Orthodox Christian camp than the others that we named, but he did not receive Holy Communion. He did not ask for the clergy to be involved when he was dying, nor did he use the word Savior, Redeemer, or Son of God.
So it sounds
these
like
aren't the actions of an Orthodox Christian.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who maybe might have subscribed to some of the Christian tenets
mm-hmm.
personally, privately, but didn't really, get involved in the doctrine of the religion and getting involved in the going to the church and all of that stuff that that the real hardcore
right.
Christians do. So. Very interesting.
Interesting to me, you know, he makes the claims that five of the, you know, that the first five presidents were deists, and then nowhere in this article can I find any reference to Adams, second president. So I don't know personally what Adams' religion was. I haven't heard that he was a deist, but, you know.
And why are we bringing this up? I mean, what was your point in bringing this up?
You know, it irks me that... that many Christians, I'm not saying all of them by any stretch of the imagination, but many Christians will claim that we should, you know, have this law or that law based on the fact that this is a Christian nation and we shouldn't allow this and we shouldn't allow that.
Mm.
They, you know, this is a Christian nation, Judeo-Christian values, blah, 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 blah. I just want to make it clear, no, it's freaking not a Christian nation, not founded by Christians.
That
none of that.
Now, that, you know, just because you're making that clear, and I agree with you, that doesn't mean that you're saying, get out of here, Christians! We don't want you!
No! The nation was founded on religious freedoms.
Right.
That include the freedoms of Christians and everybody else, deists and the like.
Yes. There is no religion attached to the founding of the United States.
Please get your religion out of the laws, and we'll keep the laws out of your religion.
That's the idea.
It's a fair trade.
That's the way it should work.
Right.
Unfortunately, what we have
it's irresponsible
is not
to say, "Well, I'm a Christian. I'm going to vote that way." Really? Well, that's just a terrible thing to do because, you know, at that point, if I say, "Well, I'm a non-Christian and I'm going to start voting that way," and I'm going to bring my laws down on you, then pretty soon we've got this religious war going on. Please, people.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with
it. Keep it out of the voting booth.
But they feel like, respect
everyone's rights.
Yeah, they already, I mean, they do have the benefit of not having to pay property taxes on their churches, and there's...
Mm-hmm. Well, many religions have that
right, that's true.
Advantage. That's not solely...
I don't know, they feel like they're under attack. I mean, you see, remember the whole Christian Christmas thing that went on this past Christmas season? Christmas is under attack! We need to reassert that Christmas is a holiday about Jesus! Well, you know, look, just go about your business. If you have businesses, put up all the Christmas decorations you want. If you don't like the fact that another business is referring to it as the holiday season, complain about it. But don't pass legislation. Don't get out there and write new laws to mandate that Christmas be called Christmas in every store in America. I mean, I don't know if anybody was actually calling for that, but that's the attitude that I feel from a lot of these Christian activist groups. These are people that want to legislate their morality. And I understand that they're sort of responding to what they feel as a cultural change, a cultural shift, but responding to that via legislation is totally inappropriate. And on top of that, it's unchristian of them to do. It's unchristian of them to try to mold people with the law. Jesus wouldn't have done that.
No, he absolutely wouldn't have. As a matter of fact, he came in to toss out the people that were using the law in order to push their religious agenda. The Pharisees. These are the people Jesus spoke out against are, in fact, the Christians that I'm talking about here. Not right. saying all Christians, by any stretch of the imagination, simply the ones that want to use the law
to control others.
Their religion.
Right.
Because that's what the Pharisees did.
And that's why
Jesus died.
And there's going to be a pushback. This is something that I guess they don't understand. You know, do unto others as you would like done unto you. I mean, this is the golden rule to the extreme. Mm-hmm. If you want to start shoving your religion down people's throats, there's going to be backlash, my friend.
Mm.
It's not going to work out the way you expect it will.
Yeah.
Because it's the law of unintended consequences. Whenever you create a new law, a new government program, it never works out the way it was intended. You know, the war on drugs has resulted in more drug use, harder drugs, more, dangerous streets. The war on terrorism is resulting in more terrorism around the world. I mean, what do you want to do? Have a war for Christianity?
I'd say the war on terrorism is pretty close to that.
Yeah, that's true. We did have that guy call in over the, I think it was this past weekend.
I think it was Saturday.
Where he essentially said that, the Muslims are going to attack us eventually, so we should attack first.
Let's kill them all.
Because that's a real Christian idea. That's a real great idea. And that's going to work real well. Ugh. 1-800-259-9231 if you've got thoughts. Otherwise, we go to the phones and you can take control of the airwaves like William in Pennsylvania. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, William.
How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was just wondering about, I was going to talk about Bush.
Yeah.
How he was talking about back in, I think it was December, he was talking about when the wiretaps first started coming out,
the news about the wiretaps.
Right, yes. the news about the wiretaps, and he said, well, of course we're going to need to get a court ordered,
Yeah, that's right. He lied. He lied and said that they're getting court orders.
And then he came out like a week later or a month later and said, well, actually, by me being president and having presidential, directives and stuff like that, I don't need to go to the court. So
that's what he said.
Exactly. So is that an impeachable offense? I would think.
Oh, well, let's talk a little bit more about that. Hang on, William. 800-259-9231. Is it an impeachable offense? And if it is, will anyone do anything about it? And if they won't, as they're not, why not? 800-259-9231. Why isn't George Bush being brought up on impeachment charges? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. We give it away. Updates, live streaming, archives, bulletin board systems, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. What do we ask in return? Well, a simple vote. Go to vote.freetalklive.com to cast your vote today because we have dropped to second place already.
What?
What happened?
It's only like the fifth.
It's 5 days into the month. We're still solidly in second place, but we're a good 200 votes behind the first place show, so we need to catch up, which means if you have yet to vote, go to vote.freetalklive.com as soon as possible. Because the sooner we can get the votes in the month, the better. Because this is an entire month-long process. And the more votes we have, the better off we're going to be. Last month we had just above 700 votes, and we're actually fairly quickly approaching 700. So I think we're going to be on pace for a better month this month, which is good news. But we have to really catch up to this number one show. So vote.freetalklive.com. Ask a few friends to vote for us as well. Again, you can only do it once per month. So if you've already done it, big thanks. If you've yet to, vote.freetalklive.com. It's the way to pay for the show, if you will. All right. So we were talking with William in Pennsylvania. And William, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, William, you asked the question. This, you know, with this whole George Bush, in this situation with him being it's being discovered that he's been spying on Americans and all these things, that he's just been essentially doing whatever he wants, basically. He's just been breaking the law, and nothing has happened as a result of this. No charges have been brought. No, of course, you can't charge him with anything until he's impeached. or until he's out of office, as I understand it. But no impeachment proceedings have begun. Not even censuring procedures have begun on him. There have been calls for them, for sure, but nothing's happening. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that he's got, well, he, of course he's got money. I mean, he's got the money to, he's got, you know, the lawyers, he's got the...
Yeah, but lawyers don't come into play in an impeachment proceeding.
Right.
That's just something that Congress does, as I understand it. Congress just simply votes and they say, you're impeached. Lawyer, there is no rebuttal process, is there?
Well, he might even have, they might even have dirt on the other side, you know, maybe senators, maybe congressmen.
Exactly, exactly. That's what Paul Craig Roberts had suggested, that, you know, why is it? Think about it like this. What we found out about the NSA phone tapping was that there was a secret court.
Right.
There was a secret court that they could go to basically get a rubber stamp on a tap order, right?
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
You know, Admiral or General Hayden, this guy, you know, he was
the new CIA head?
Yeah, he was in charge with the NSA.
Yeah.
He just got elected to the head of the CIA.
Appointed.
Yeah, right, appointed. And that makes you wonder, well, if the NSA, if they were using NSA to spy on the people, and they make him the head of CIA.
What's the CIA up to?
Right.
Yeah.
And look at way back in...
it's a secret. We can't tell you what the CIA is
exactly.
up to.
Exactly. I mean, look what the when the Iraqi war first started, the second one.
Yeah.
You know, look at how they said, well, yes, there is weapons of mass destruction over there. We must get over there. We must, you know, we must get Saddam Hussein out of office. We
right.
Must...
Sure, and a lot of people believed him.
You know, they
exactly.
used the term. They used terms like weapons of mass destruction, but what they kept on talking about was things like yellow cake. They were scaring the bejesus out of the American people with things like suitcase nukes and right. nuclear weapons,
biological weapons.
Okay. Right. Yeah, they did talk about biological weapons, but they were on the periphery of the conversation. What they sort of alluded to is, Iraq has nukes. We must stop them. And where is this stuff? Now, yes, they have found some biological and some chemical weapons from when the time that Iraq was fighting Iran.
Yeah.
Right.
Those kind of old stuff. But that doesn't mean that the weapons of mass destruction that you guys were talking about is there.
Nor could they have been deployed here anyway.
Well, guess who gave them the biological to begin with?
We did.
Exactly. Munster went over there and shook hands with...
I've seen the photo, him shaking hands with Saddam.
Exactly.
Absolutely right. William, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. So where I was going with the question about, you know, why is it they haven't impeached him, as Paul Craig Roberts was pointing out, they have this secret court that was a rubber stamp court. Hey, I want to spy on Mark Edge. Doink. There you go. Here you go. You can go spy on him now.
He's got brown hair. Let's get him.
There was no oversight for the secret court beyond a secret panel of, you know, representatives or something. I mean, it was very questionable at best.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the question that Paul Craig Roberts asked, and I thought it was brilliant, was why is it that they're even dodging the secret court? What reason would they possibly have to not even go through the rubber stamp court?
Right.
The reason, as he suggested it, was that they were using the spying tactics, these phone taps, these illegal phone taps, on their opponents, on the congresspeople.
How well, what would the other explanation possibly be? I mean,
and there's plenty of dirt to gather on those
Washington
guys.
Is such a valuable place to own and operate at
yes.
this point. Companies don't operate in the billions and trillions. There's not very few companies that operate in those kind of numbers. But you have that kind of control over those kind of numbers when you're talking about taxation and that kind of thing.
So
it's very important to control Washington.
Think about it like this. I mean, how many of these congresspeople have dirt? Right? I mean, they've got...
All of them.
A lot of them are, you know, they've had criminal histories, they don't pay their credit cards on time, they've failed businesses, they've got, you know, they're just bad people in general. So it wouldn't be hard to listen to their conversations for long to discover some stuff about them. So you gather a bunch of information about the congresspeople, and then, you know, maybe you give them a call someday. Maybe the president or one of his representatives calls them up and says, Congressman Edge, we'd like to have you out for dinner tonight. Oh. Okay, have dinner with the president or whoever. Then you sit down for dinner and you're enjoying yourself a nice steak or chicken or something, and they just say, look, you know, we just wanted to let you know that we know about so-and-so. And if you want to bring up the president on impeachment charges or mess around with what it is that we're doing here in Washington.
These photographs we have of you,
they're going to come
picking
out.
Picking your boogers are going to come out.
Or whatever.
Right.
You know, whatever it is they have, whatever dirt. And then the congressperson's going to, I don't want to lose my sweet position with $180,000 a year.
I'm sure there's
my pension.
I'm sure there's some good people out there, but the fact
they're scared.
Is, even good people. Can the photographs and evidence can come out that'll sully your reputation. I mean, think about that one gentleman just before 9/11. There was Sandra Levy. Is that the name of the Washington aide?
Chandra
Levy.
Other, yeah.
Anyway, she came up missing, and you know, maybe he killed her, maybe he didn't kill her. Who knows? But that kind of stuff can ruin a political career.
Or,
I believe he actually did manage to get reelected, but it was
or
a
maybe the
time.
CIA was involved. I mean, you don't know what these people are doing. And so I thought it was an excellent explanation as to why it is that nothing is being done about obvious criminal activity on the part of the administration. It's so clear. It's so obvious. It's so blatant. Been reported on. I mean, and apparently it doesn't matter how much they report on it. New York Times, L.A. Times coming out with articles about the new things they're doing with the bank transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do? They get angry.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney and George Bush start talking
about that.
Right. They start talking about how un-American it is, which means that the talking heads for the administration, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys, those people, then they get on the air the next day and they start calling for censorship and they start calling for, you know, we should charge the New York Times with treason. We've heard people say that.
Yeah.
And now, so instead of impeaching the president and the administration and getting them in trouble for stepping over their boundaries, we've got the administration continuing to snowball into this huge, powerful administration, this bureaucracy that is unstoppable. Now to the point of talking about suppressing dissent, suppressing information, freedom of the press.
My question is the people that support that sort of thing, is what are you going to do when the Democrats get back in charge? Because they're bound to, right? I mean, at some level or another, they're going to get
the pendulum will swing back.
It has to. It always does. So what are you going to do then when you've created this huge, powerful federal government with, some of the savviness of the Republican Party? Obviously, the Democrats had some savviness in certain areas, too, but the Republicans are now benefiting off of that savviness, growing Washington. Well, now, how are you going to do it once they've Democrats are benefiting off the Republican savviness of growing the power of the federal government?
Once this government gets to the point where it's so big, and it is so big. I mean, it's so big right now. We're talking $3 trillion. I mean, there's lots of money involved here. The government's so big, so powerful, so influential. A situation where the representatives are probably scared S-less to actually come out and do anything against the administration. What happens, how is this going to come to an end? Where is this all going to stop? At what point will the snowball finally come to a rest? I mean, how big will it be? How oppressive will it be? How many people will it have crushed on its way down the mountain, to continue using this metaphor?
Well, I'll tell you, the American people are sick and tired of to some extent, they're sick and tired of this wiretapping thing. They're tired of this war. I think if it wasn't for the war, they'd pretty much be dealing with anything, though.
800-259-9231. Where do you think this is going to stop? At what point will we reverse the direction of the government in this country? And when I say reverse the direction, I don't mean go back to the Democrats. I mean go back to smaller government. When's that going to happen? Hour number 3 is on the way. This is your show, 800-259-9231, toll-free number, it's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?